Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for trivia on WCHL. Look who just walked in. His name is Freddie Kiger, if you haven't been introduced. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
Yep.
But what's troubling you is the
nature of my game.
Ron Stutz here along with Freddie Kiger. You got a good... You got a good question?
I do. One hit wonders. It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Well, you're definitely not talking about the Rolling Stones.
No, that would not
be. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, folks, we're going to do a question today that has a lot of appropriateness for today.
Okay.
So name either the tune that Ron's about to play or the group from 1970 that, again, is very appropriate for today.
1970. All right.
I'm giving Ron the single. Yeah, flip it over.
Okay. All right. Will I get it on the turntable?
Drop the needle, maestro.
Okay.
Give us a call.
Everybody listen up. We're going to hear it at the same time. I don't know what it is either. I'm your vehicle, baby.
And of the group's name?
Ides of March.
Which is today.
Exactly. I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
There is method to this madness.
I love that
group. It's a great song.
Exactly. I put the Ides of March in that same category with Lighthouse, One Fine Morning When I Wake Up.
Yep.
Yeah, and Crow.
Sure.
Evil woman, don't play your games with me.
Yep.
Dun-dun.
But you know, I mean, with all the brass, 1970, you can think of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Think of Chicago. That was kind of the thing.
All right.
The single debuted March 28th, 1970, and of five released singles by the Ides of March, of course, Vehicle was their biggest hit.
Yep.
Tune peaked at number two on the Billboard chart, and the group's name, obviously, took a line from Shakespeare and Julius Caesar from The Soothsayer. Beware the Ides of March.
That's right.
Dun-dun-dun-dun! Dun!